91.5 WDBK-FM presents the Cougar Career Corner, a WDBK original podcast from the Career Planning and Advancement Center. Now here is your host, Director of the Career Planning and Advancement Center, Dorina Schaefer.
Hey, Camden County College. Greetings. This is Dorina Schaefer. I'm the Director of Camden County College's Career Planning and Advancement Center. My office supports students currently enrolled in college-level programs and alumni. This podcast is dedicated to all things career development and professional development, career exploration. So make sure that you check us out on a regular basis for lots of tips, insider tricks, and so forth for planning your career, advancing your career, and getting ready for career entry. Even right now, yes, before you're transferring on to a four-year college, because it's never too soon to start thinking about and planning your career. So today is our first episode. And so what we're going to focus on today are all of the resources available from the Career Planning and Advancement Center. And we're going to dive a little bit into why early career pathway identification is so important to a student's academic and career success. So to begin, let's just talk a little bit about the career planning services and resources available through my department. So one of the biggest things that we work with students on is career pathway identification and major selection. And that process really depends, how it plays out really depends upon the individual student and their needs. But to give you some examples, we do a lot of work with students who will come into my office and they'll say things to me like, "Hey, I'm here at college because somebody told me that I have to go to college, but I really have no idea what I want to do. I don't have a career that I can 100% say that I'm interested in." Or I'll have students come into my office, and again, just, you know, random examples here, but I might have a student come into my office in their second term and they'll say to me, "I've been majoring in XYZ, but I've come to realize that this really isn't what I thought it was going to be. It's not really what I'm interested in anymore, but you know, now I'm here and I have 2 semesters worth of credits under my belt and money that I've invested into this. How can I pivot to maybe take what I've already done, but take it down a new path, down a new career pathway, if you will?" And I'll also have students come into my office and tell me that they have a very specific career pathway in mind, but they're not sure what academic program of study appropriately aligns with that career pathway. So I would say that that's honestly probably about 80%, if not more, of the work that we do on campus. And I think it's really important for students to know that that's a service that is available to them. I always like to, you know, stress to students, "Hey, we don't have a magic crystal ball in our office. It's really not my place to sit down with the student and tell them what they should be. But what we can do is a lot of counseling and mentoring and coaching and point students towards resources to help them identify those things." So things like a career assessment through the Myers-Briggs Super Strong Interest Inventory. If you've never heard of Myers-Briggs, I strongly encourage you to Google it. It's a great career assessment. And what it helps students to do is identify their interests and their values and things that they like and things that they don't like, and align that with career pathways that might be a good match based on those things. We also do a lot of work with students, as I mentioned before, in change of major guidance. So if a student is in a program of study, but they've realized that that's no longer what they really want to do, then we can sit down with the student and help them kind of work through some other considerations. And those types of sessions with students are something that is not, it's important for students to understand that if you're not sure what your career pathway is, you're probably not going to figure it out in 2 minutes by talking to me. It's something that takes a little bit of work. It takes some research. And we, intentionally engage the students in that process. So, you know, just know that if you reach out to our department to meet with us, we are going to engage you in some homework prior to you coming in and sitting down with us. And that's so that we can have the most meaningful time with you possible. We often meet with students multiple times. So it's not unusual when we're working with a student on career pathway identification to meet with them once, twice. I've met with students, you know, five times, and that's okay. However many times it takes for the student to feel that they have identified a career pathway that's a good fit for them and to get them on that path is, you know, what we'll do. We also work with students who aren't sure what they can do with their major. So I'll have students come into my office and they'll say to me, I'm majoring in human services, but I don't really know what I can do with that. So that's some other work that we do with students. And then on a career entry side, so thinking about what people would normally think of as their traditional career services, quote unquote. So we can definitely help students with a professional resume. So if you are a student who's getting ready to begin their job search, or maybe you're looking for an internship or even a volunteer opportunity, we can help you to better craft your resume so that it markets you in the best possible way. We can help you find labor market data. So if you're thinking that you're interested in a career pathway, but you want to do some additional research to find out things like, what's the salary potential for this career? What's the level of education that I'm going to need to be able to successfully enter this career? What are the long-term employment projections? That's all resources that we can definitely point you towards. And we also, by the way, I want to put in a little plug for our virtual platform, which is College Central Network. There's a lot of really great resources there for students. There's a whole library of professional development topics, videos, podcasts, but it's also a virtual job board. So that is a resource that's available to students free of charge. And you can find that just simply by going to collegecentral.com/CamdenCC. And you'll be able to activate your student account there. We can help students with what's called a career action plan. And that's pretty in-depth. So rather than taking the time here during this session to really dive into all of that, I would say go ahead and Google it, and you'll be able to find out what a career action plan is. And that's something that we can help you with as well. We can, as I mentioned earlier, for students who have a particular career pathway in mind, but if you're not 100% sure what major you should be enrolled under or what program of study you should be enrolled under. And by the way, I use the terms major and program of study interchangeably. They both mean the same thing. But if you're not sure what program of study is going to get you to your end goal, the sooner you meet with somebody to confirm what you think would be the right major, the better off you're going to be, especially if you're planning on transferring out to a four-year institution. And other professional development topics like phone interviewing, you know, how to master a phone interview, how to master a virtual interview, how to engage in a job search, how to network, all of those types of things. So if it's related to career development and career planning, then my office probably does it and we can help you with it. So let's talk a little bit more about why early career pathway identification is so important. And that's not to say that students can't change their minds once they've picked a career pathway, because you can always change your mind, right? And just a little side plug here, there is nothing wrong with changing your major. I say to students all the time, please don't be afraid to change your major. Some way, somehow, students get this idea in their head that it's taboo to change their major. And I disagree with that 100%. If you have to change your major 5 times, 10 times to get yourself on the right path for you, then there's nothing wrong with that. And better for you to change your major while you're in college than to finish a program of study that you determined you weren't really interested in, and, you know, then pursue a career that you're really not interested in, right? You're going to spend the vast majority of your life in this career. So you want to make sure, yes, that it's something that you're going to love, something that you really want to do, but you also want to make sure that it's a career that has long-term potential, that the earning potential is such that it's going to allow you to have the kind of life that you want to live, and that it's a career that you're going to be able to grow with as well, right? Because nobody wants to do the same thing for the next 40 plus years. So the sooner you start thinking about what your career pathway is going to be, the better off you're going to be. And it's never too soon to start thinking about that, and never too late either for that matter. But oftentimes when I'm working with students, one thing that I do find is they will think that they don't really need to think about all of these things until they're in their junior year of college. And that's just way, way, way too late. These are all things that students, whether here or at another institution, you need to be thinking about this in your freshman year of college and really start plotting out a path forward for yourself to ensure that you're going to be able to enter your career pathway. We all know people who have graduated from an institution and they either can't find work in their field of study, or they accept work outside of their field of study because that's the only thing that they could find, right? And you'll hear college graduates say, well, I can't get a job in my field because I don't have any experience, but how am I supposed to get experience if nobody's going to give me a job, right? So the easiest way to combat those things is to start thinking about this and planning for this in your freshman year of college, which we'll dive into a little bit more. It's also really important when thinking about career pathway identification to understand that a career pathway and a job title are two very different things. And students often get this confused. So as an example, biological sciences is a career pathway. Within that pathway are countless job titles, such as an environmental scientist, a microbiologist, a forensic scientist, a veterinarian, just to name a few. In the work that I do with students, the number one obstacle I find students encountering is they hold on to this belief that they have to prepare themselves for one single job title that they are going to commit to for the rest of their lives. Not only is this overwhelming, but frankly, it's completely unrealistic. People change their careers 3, 4, 5 times throughout their adult lives. So, here are some of the really positive impacts of early career pathway identification. Identifying your career pathway allows you to explore in-depth various job titles related to that pathway. And by conducting this type of research, it's going to allow the student to gather critical data needed to make an informed lifetime decision. Because that's what we're talking about here, right? A lifetime decision, which is why students get really in their head about it. But being able to identify a career pathway and then start researching all of the various job titles that are related to that career pathway is going to allow you to gather that information like job descriptions. Job descriptions are so important because a job title really doesn't mean anything. It might sound glamorous, but until you have an opportunity to look up the job title, look at what the day-to-day tasks are, you're really not going to know if it might be a good fit for you. You're also going to be able to gather that important data like long-term employment projections, what the salary potential or the salary range is, how much schooling will you need to really successfully enter that career pathway that you're looking at. Early career pathway identification also allows students to understand or develop an understanding, I should say, of risk to reward ratio. In other words, what you're investing into or what you are giving to something versus what you're going to get in return. Early career pathway identification allows students to feel a stronger commitment to and engagement in their coursework, which of course is going to lead to greater academic outcomes. Students who have and who identify their career pathway goals early on tend to graduate faster, which obviously then leads to savings because you're not spending as much time in school. So obviously you're not spending as much money in school. A lot of studies show that students who identify a career pathway earlier, have a much greater elevated sense of self, and they also have an elevated sense of self-confidence. They feel confident about their future, where it's heading, what they're preparing themselves for. It's going to provide you with a greater ability to seek out professional development and learning opportunities in order to build your professional network and enhance your resume. And building your professional network, by the way, is going to be one of our upcoming topics, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Early career pathway identification also empowers you to pivot or make changes to your plan as needed. And that's, you know, really one thing that's so vital for students to understand is that you might need to pivot, right? You can't really know if you like something until you experience it. And once you experience it and either confirm or decide that maybe it's not for you, but being able to be in the driver's seat, so to speak, right? And being able to control your own destiny and being able to say, yeah, maybe this isn't what I thought it was. How can I take this and turn the ship and think about something different? So having an idea early on is going to provide you with an opportunity to be able to make those pivots and pivot quickly if need be. And like I said, you know, when students are thinking about career pathway identification, I really want to stress here that when I'm saying that, it's not to say to students, you need to pick a job title, right? Because again, that's completely unrealistic. You need to think about an overarching career pathway that's going to provide you with an opportunity to travel many different paths. Most college majors are not going to prepare you for just one single occupation. And it's really important to understand that. It's very rare that one program of study is going to prepare you to be just one single thing, right? It's going to prepare you for countless things. And that's the most important part, is that it's a career or it's a program of study, an overarching program of study that is going to prepare you for a host of careers from which you get to choose. So you're still in control. You're still in that driver's seat. And as you move along in your career, the other thing that's important to understand is that a career is a living, breathing thing, just like you. And I know that that might sound silly, but work with me here for a moment. Your career is going to change and grow, just like you're going to change and grow as a professional. So you're going to start your career, and you're going to find elements of your career that you really love, tasks and duties that you really enjoy. And you're going to find elements of your career that maybe you don't enjoy so much. That's normal. That's the way that it's supposed to be. And your career is going to branch off in ways based on those experiences that you can't foresee yet because you don't have enough of experience. So again, your goal right now as a student is to choose that major or that overarching pathway that is an area of interest for you, that speaks to you, where you're going to be able to use your talents, your interests in many, many, many different ways, in ways that you can't even foresee yet. And again, there's nothing wrong with changing your major. So in conclusion, if you're feeling uncertain of your career pathway plans, or if you're rethinking your initial plans, please know that you're not alone. This is a very common phenomenon for students, whether it's their first semester or their fourth. It happens. And that's a natural, normal part of college life and growth, right, as a human being. And we all experience that. More students are uncertain than confident in their future career plans. And this isn't something that you have to navigate alone. There is a department on campus to help you with that, primarily mine. So enlist the help of on-campus services to help guide you, i.e. reach out to us. And, you know, sometimes speaking to and meeting with and seeking out the counsel of somebody who doesn't know you can be really, really beneficial. Our loved ones have great intentions, but oftentimes people who know us have preconceived notions of what we should or shouldn't be, what we will be good at, what we won't be good at, what is going to be a long-term viable career pathway, whether it's something that you might enjoy or not, right? Sometimes it's really helpful to bounce things off of somebody who does not have those preconceived notions about you. And that's exactly what our office does. If you reach out to us, please make sure that you use your Camden County College student email. So again, our office serves currently enrolled matriculating students. Matriculating means you're enrolled under a college level program of study, and alumni. So when you're reaching out to us, please make sure that you use your Camden County College student email, include your student ID number, and you can email us at careerplanning, that's all one word, careerplanning@camdencc.edu to request an appointment. Please be sure in your email communication to us to really describe the nature of the appointment that you're requesting, because we meet with students for a whole host of reasons. So in order for us to best prepare to meet with you and help you, it's helpful for us to know what we're going to be talking about and what issue it is that you're looking to resolve or what guidance it is that you need. For more information about our department, you can find our webpage on the college's website. So just go to camdencc.edu, click on Student Life, and on the drop-down menu, just select Career Planning Advancement Center. Our next session is going to dive into resumes and cover letters. So a lot of really good information, a lot of good tips for you to think about. So be sure to join us on our next episode. And thanks for being here with us today. Have a great day, everybody.